From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting a UN plea for help for thousands of Syrians trapped in Raqqa. A senior United Nations official is warning some 20,000 civilians being held hostage by Islamic State in the Syrian city of Raqqa are in great danger, and everything possible must be done to help them escape. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The special advisor to the UN Special Envoy for Syria, Jan Egeland, Thursday said the needs of thousands of civilians trapped in five Raqqa neighborhoods under Islamic State control are beyond belief. He says civilians are suffering large casualties from heavy shelling by the Syria government and the constant air raids by the U.S.-backed coalition forces.
There seem to be no real escape for these civilians. I cannot think of a worse place on earth now than in these five neighborhoods for these 20,000 people.
Egeland says the UN is urging the humanitarian task force, including members of the coalition fighting to retake Raqqa, to do whatever is possible to help people escape the embattled city. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The U.S. Navy has suspended wider search and rescue operations for sailors missing after the warship USS John S. McCain collided with a merchant vessel in waters near Singapore and Malaysia earlier this week. An international search and rescue operation involving aircraft, divers, and vessels from the United States, Singapore, Malaysia, Indonesia, and Australia had been looking for the missing sailors over an area of about 5,500 square kilometers around the crash site. This is VOA News.